Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. I'm always searching for unique Christmas gifts for my family and friends. One year it was maple syrup aged in bourbon barrels. Another was a sampling of mustards. This past year I chose to give ancestry or genetic testing kits.
You wanted to prove your science nerdism is tops in your family, right?
No, that's a proven fact. What the test can do is tell you your ancestry, and some can tell you your potential disease risks. The best-known services are FamilyTree, Ancestry, and 23andMe.
The testing is typically done using saliva or cheek scrapings. You receive your results by logging onto a password-secured online site. And voila! There you are, stripped naked, right down to your DNA.
The testing identifies your ethnicity, of which there are more than 300 global regions. You can also opt to have them match your DNA to other people in their database. Ancestry.com has 7 million people, while 23andMe has a million. But they can also link you to billions of historical records.
Aside from your ancestry, you can also learn about your genetic risks for disease. This is important if certain diseases run in your family. It may also reveal whether you're susceptible to certain cancers, such as breast or colon.
While having this knowledge can be helpful, it's also fraught with conflict. Some people find it difficult to live with the mental stress of knowing they could develop a genetic disorder or cancer one day. Others can learn shocking truths, such as finding a sibling they hadn't known about.
Not only is DNA testing the ultimate paternity test, it's a Pandora's box because we don't know the full implications of the knowledge that's revealed.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.